Operator?
Give me Chuck Miller over in PRS.
Thank you.
That's right.
This is Art McCafferty over in the White House Situation Room. Is Mr. Miller around or Mr. Wong?
Well, Mr. Wong is out of the city. I'll see if Mr. Miller is in. What did you say your name was again?
McCafferty over in the Situation Room.
One moment.
Miller.
Hi, this is Art McCafferty over in Situation.
Yes, Art.
I got a problem, and I think you guys are the ones who can settle this for me. They have two mercury switches in a pneumatic tube system over here, which when they installed, I told them was dirty and shouldn't be put in, but I didn't worry about it because they're going to have to move this pneumatic tube system anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we're in the process of moving, and they tell me they have to put the mercury switches in here, in the conference room.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know enough about this technical jazz to know, but I personally feel that having these mercury switches sitting in the conference room, we might as well just put a couple live mics in here.
What is the purpose for the switches?
The switches are in to tell you which way the material is flowing. They're useless, actually.
They just tell you that something is coming in, you mean?
Yeah, and not to stick anything in the tube.
Mm-hmm. Well, why can't they be put on at the other end or something?
Well, you have to have one on each end.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So it turns it off when it goes out again.
Yeah. Now, my problem is that I don't want to have these switches installed in this conference room if you or NSA are going to come over here and do a sweep and tell me that, Jesus, those things are no good. You can't have that.
Well,
they're hooked up to telephone lines.
They are hooked up to telephone lines?
Yeah.
As long as there's nothing more than a mercury switch on it, I don't see that would.
Well,
I don't think that would be a.
But the mercury switch is hooked up to a telephone line.
Yeah, so you have a line, pair of wires running in. That's
right.
An important thing.
That's what you have. You have a pair of wires running into the
mercury
switch.
Someone could hook something onto it. I don't think the mercury switch itself could be considered dangerous, but it does give you a pair of wires running in there.
Right. Now I'm trying to clean this place up, and. I don't want to, while I'm spending all this money to clean it up, I don't want to do anything wrong again.
Go back the other way.
Right. Now, you guys are responsible now for this RF testing on this.
Do you have any contacts in NSA that you could ask about that?
Oh, yeah, Ray Tate.
Well, how about asking him?
Okay.
I know that we go along with their requirements is what we're trying to do. So you'd be going right to the horse there if you went to him.
Right.
And it would seem to me that the switch itself would not be of danger, but you are adding a pair of wires in there that would give someone an outside run on it, just like any pair of wires would, particularly on the telephone company. Yeah. I would say that it would be desirable for them not to be there myself, just for that reason.
Sure. Well, I know you guys have recommended that we not have our telephones hooked in the situation room.
That's right.
And
that's the reason for that someone could come in and modify the telephone. Of course, there's a radiation deal there, too, on the telephone.
Right.
It's bad. But I would be interested to know what he says.
Okay.
So that we could be guided in the future by that. But I know that the wire situation would not be good.
Right.
However, you're going to have a hell of a lot of wire coming in there, anyway, aren't you? Maybe not into the room itself.
Yeah, we're trying to get as much out as we can.
As much as you can, yeah.
Right. And in fact, we're encasing most of the stuff that comes in here now.
Uh-huh. Does that tube end up in the room itself, or does it?
It'll end up in the duty officer's room.
Right, well, the switch is actually going to be in the duty officer's room.
No, the switches will be in the conference room.
But why in the hell can't they be in the duty officer's room?
Well, because the tube will terminate right at the
edge of it, huh?
Edge of it.
You know? It doesn't seem like they should run the wire back through the conference room anyway.
Yeah.
Should come out into the duty officer's room, if nothing else. Well, see what you find
okay.
out. If I can be of any more help to you, Art, then, which I've not been at this point,
right.
I will.
Well, I have
just
come to the right man anyway.
I'm just kind of lost here because we do follow their recommendations because they do all the research and they
right.
have the experts there. And we're just workers, really, and we try to do what they have set up as being correct. And I would do. I appreciate it when you find out, if you give me a call back, let me know what he says.
Will do. I'll call Ray and see what he says.
Okay.
Good night.
Thanks, Art.
Surely.
Sure.
Bye.